why we should always be flexible with our song choices, even during the church service. Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and welcome to the Sunday Sample episode 55 for Corporate Worship Matters. And today I'd like to talk about being flexible during the church service in terms of our song selection and the songs we actually sing. Now, part of this came from something that Mwamba Bennett shared with me a week ago in the interview I did with her last week. And if you haven't watched that, I'd thoroughly recommend you to do so. Mwamba has some wonderful things to share. One of the things she mentioned in passing was the fact that recently in a church service, the person preaching had referenced a song and even sung a bit of it. And she decided, along with the team, to change the song they were going to sing afterwards, and in fact do the song that the person preaching had mentioned. And now that was a little bit hairy, but seemed to be the right way to respond to the situation that developed, a spiritual sensitivity there on her part and the part of her worship team. And I rather liked what she said, and it's funny because we recorded it last week, or I put it out last week, and then on this last Sunday, we had a situation that required a similar response where I was, with the Thames Valley Churches of Christ down in Lower Early. So we had a visiting speaker called TJ, and he was doing a super job, in part, talking about Isaiah chapter 6. And Isaiah chapter 6, as I expect you know, talks about Isaiah's vision. And the people, the angels, the seraphim rather, with the six wings and two wings, they're flying, they're calling to one another, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." And at the sound of their voices, the doorposts and threshold shook. The temple was filled with smoke, and on it goes. And wonderful scene there. And as he was preaching that, what came into my mind, of course, was the song, "I See the Lord." The lyrics of which are, "I see the Lord seated on the throne, exalted, and the train of his robe fills the temple with glory, and the whole earth is filled with his glory, and holy, 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 holy is the refrain." And I just thought, we have to sing that song. We had a different song picked out, which was great, but it just seemed that we should respond by singing that song. So what did I do? Improvised. Luckily, we'd swapped the laptops for the slides for the presentation for the sermon, so I crept around and retrieved my laptop from behind the projector and changed the slides, added those in. I sent a WhatsApp message to our worship team, because we have a WhatsApp group, saying we're going to change the song. I downloaded the lyrics, which I had in an online folder, to my phone, and sent that on to the worship leaders, so that although they didn't have those words on their song sheets, they did have them on their smart devices, which of course they all have these days. And then I got up to say we would do this. I announced the reason to the congregation why we were having a change of song, and then we got up and sang it. And Reinhardt led it, did a great job, just last moment changing the song. The instrumentalists and the singers all got into it. The congregation responded well, and it just seemed the right way to respond to what TJ was preaching about. And I wonder, have you done this? And if you have, what tips can you share with us about how to decide? I think that's one of the key questions. Is it just a nice idea, or is it something that would actually enhance the corporate worship experience? How do you decide when or when not to change a song? And also, practically speaking, do you have some tips for us about how to do that in a way that's effective and works in different congregations? Some congregations have different kinds of presentation software. Some of us use song sheets or song books. What have you done to make it easy for everybody to be able to sing a different song and for it still to be a great worship experience rather than confusing? I would love to know. So please leave a comment anywhere you hear or see this recording. Leave it publicly so that we can learn from one another, because we learn best when we learn in community. If you can think of somebody who would benefit from this recording, then please pass the link on. Hit the like button, hit the subscribe button, hit those thumbs. Leave us a review if you wouldn't mind. I'd very much appreciate that. And until the next time, I hope that when you gather with all your friends to worship our God, that you will worship the Lord with gladness, coming before him with joyful songs. Take care, and God bless you.